When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. I was just speaking to the Utes, Leroy. Yeah, we got a broadcast camp in here. The Jason Taylor Foundation is swinging by, and I was giving my my professional advice to them. You know, professional.
Oh my goodness.
You know, give them a pass down the wisdom of how to become a radio star.
Did you give them any silly sauce?
I mean, somewhat. You know, that's you got to keep it balanced. But I was just, you know, it's so much different if you want to break into this business, I think, these days than it was when I was coming up. And I was like, God, that makes me feel old. But I just think that, you know, man, kids and especially their age, like they got so much stuff at their disposal as far as technology is concerned. You saw it with Fonz, like how much they can just do. And so I just told him, like, you guys should start doing that stuff now. Figure out how to do it. You'll be ahead of the game. Like, there'll be stuff when you get to college that you certainly need to learn professionalism about how to weave through broadcasts and things like that. But you don't need to, like, I didn't get in front of a good professional mic till I was, you know, I did some of it at Barry, but like in a radio studio, I didn't get to do it till my senior year when I got the internship at 790. So people are always asking me, like, oh, what do you do? I'm like, just start. Like, you got all of this stuff at your disposal that we didn't have, and you could get that stuff on Amazon, be in your house in 2 days.
Not me.
Well, yeah, not you. Not you. But, yeah, shout out to the kiddos, and enjoy their tour today as that goes on. We'll get back into the heat coming on up. I know everybody's fired up about this, but I do want to give some love to the Sandman last night as Sandy Alcantara became the all-time franchise leader in strikeouts. If you guys missed it, I think this is the call here. This is the call on QAM last night as he passed Ricky Nolasco for the franchise lead in strikeouts.
1-2. Check swing. Did he go? Answer is yes. The franchise record belongs to El Caballo. 1,002. Sandy Alcantara is the new Marlins franchise record holder for strikeouts in a career.
Man, cool for him.
It's cool. I'm glad, you know, I think I'm happier that he's here long enough to do that.
Yes.
Because we really like Sandy. He has been a staple of the organization, regardless of who's been running it. And I think that is probably the most important thing, that we have somebody as fans that we can hang on to, you know, because a lot of guys have been in and out that we've liked. But he's been kind of one of the most consistent things, even through his injuries.
Those records are cool, too, because Sandy definitely has an argument. I would say a very strong argument to say he's the best pitcher in Marlins franchise history. He's the only one to win a Cy Young, though Dontrell Willis got screwed in 2005. It shouldn't have gone to Chris Carpenter. But other than that, he very arguably is the best pitcher in Marlins history. And it's no disrespect to Ricky Nolasco. Like, you know, listen, Ricky Nolasco and I would say a complex relationship. Like, I'd always feel like with Ricky Nolasco, I don't know how to, I don't know how to explain Ricky Nolasco to people. Like, he wasn't bad, but he wasn't like,
wait, you put Ricky
great.
You put Ricky Nolasco over Josh Beckett?
No. What I'm saying is, for a guy like Ricky Nolasco to be on top of your leaderboard.
Oh, a strikeout, for strikeout.
As the strikeout leader.
Yeah.
It's just a little weird, Vlad. Like,
no, I got you.
You're looking back at it, you're like, wait, this is one of the most prominent statistics of pitching. The Marlins have had studs. Josh Johnson, Kevin Brown, Josh Beckett, Dontrell Willis, Jose Fernandez. And you're like, well, who's your strikeout leader? Ricky Nolasco. I'm like, that's odd.
Well, part of it is because the organization is so young, you haven't really had anybody to be around long enough before they traded him. Right? Because again, we could say there have been better pitchers, but how many of them have had as many opportunities as Ricky Nolasco?
Yeah. I mean, Ricky Nolasco wasn't here like forever. You know, it was just he was a strikeout pitcher. That was kind of his deal.
And Sandy really isn't.
No. Sandy's not. Sandy is right. Sandy's bread and butter is when he has like the two seamer going and he can ground out. Like he can have those big games from time to time. But I was just like, I'd always look back and I'm like,
no, he's right though.
Ricky Nolasco being atop the Marlins franchise leaderboard, like
it's weird because you've had Brad Penny, you've had AJ,
they've had some studs.
You've had guys who really could strike out batters, and then it's Ricky Nolasco.
Yeah, it's just like, and Ricky Nolasco again. It's not like Ricky Nolasco was a bum. He certainly wasn't. He was solid. He was mid.
He was mid.
He was solid. Yeah, every once in a while, like Ricky Nolasco could definitely go out there. He could win you a game. He could be on his game. But let me tell you something. When Ricky Nolasco was off his game, Meatball City. Like, if that curveball wasn't getting over, tell me. Listen, I'll tell you. Like, Ryan Howard killed the dude. I mean, you some of the guys in that division, like, when they saw Ricky Nolasco, so many experience against Ricky Nolasco. And so, I don't know. I was just like, all right, I'm glad that Sandy has that throne now as the top guy in strikeouts.
You know, it would be probably a better indication, and I would guess that maybe he wouldn't rank as high. Strikeouts per nine innings, right? Because maybe he just pitched more than all these other guys. And so then that number gets skewed because, again, with all the guys you named and all the success you've seen some of these pitchers have, would you even put Ricky Nolasco in a top 10 of Marlins
pitchers? No, I don't think I would.
Right. And so that's how it gets kind of skewed, whereas – you would say Sandy is up there.
Well, now he is up there. I mean, he's...
No, I'm saying as far as one of the best pitchers that the Marlins have had.
Yeah. No, I think that's like part of the charm. And also, he had the Tommy John surgery, so I'm happy that he's gotten there. He's certainly been flirted in trade rumors for a long time. So I thought it was a cool moment yesterday.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean to turn this into a retrospect on Ricky Nolasco's career. I'm just saying it seemed odd. Like, you know, Ricky Nolasco.
Isn't that what sports talk is, though?
Is he
in
not?
In order to praise somebody, you got to kind of talk
crap on somebody else
about his contemporaries.
He might lead in wins, too. I think he might lead in wins. You know,
like, let me check this.
Because here's the thing, like, Ricky Nolasco pitched in an era where the Marlins had a really good offense, so they really could support him. You know, that those 07 through 10 teams, like, those teams could hit. Those teams had some, with Hanley and Ugla and Cody. I think Cody Ross was Cody Ross there yesterday? I think I saw a video of Cody Ross there yesterday. Cody Ross was would drop bombs. But anyway, we'll hear a little bit from Sandy here. Sandy, this was him on getting the win and the milestone. Here's what he had to say.
Tonight was a great night for me, you know, for my family, my teammates, you know, the city, everybody who watched the game. Very happy about the win, you know. So about, you know, we lost yesterday, but today I came here with a mentality that I got to do my best to win the game, you know, and we did as a team.
Ricky Nolasco has 81 career wins. He's
number one.
I don't know if anybody's going to catch him, to be honest with you. He's number one. Dontrell has 68. Sandy has 59 wins.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow. Yo, Ricky has a lot of records for the Marlins.
I told you. And that's the crazy thing. Is like, you look back at the record books, you're like, man, this Ricky Nolasco was amazing. And I'm like, he was solid. Like, you know, you just like, you'd be happy to have Ricky Nolasco is like your prototypical.
Damn, bro.
Prototypical third starter. You're just like, yeah. But at 1 year, he was our ace. At 1 year, Ricky Nolasco was our ace. I think, did he make one All-Star game? I think he made one.
Ricky Nolasco is number one in wins. He's number one in base on balls for 9 innings pitched. Number one in innings pitch. Number one in hits given up. Number one on strikeouts and to walk ratio. Yeah.
So I just got, this is the Cal Ripken.
I mean, Josh Johnson got a lot of records here.
That, no,
how many games did he pitch?
For the Marlins?
Right.
He pitched, let's see. Hold on. Baseball Reference. 229 games.
That's a lot.
Right. Started 212.
Right, that's a lot of games for a Marlins pitcher.
Six seasons. No, seven, because he was there when they went from Florida to Miami.
Conversely, how many has Sandy pitched? He's not even to 200 yet.
Oh, and he came back again.
Did he come back for another stint?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I remember Brad Penny's second stint.
2013?
194.
So... He broke the record.
So probably like another, it's like another
30 with 35 less.
Yeah, and don't forget, yeah, because he missed a season. Like essentially that's missing right. Your Tommy John season. I don't think Ricky Nolasco never got hurt.
Right.
That was the charm of Ricky Nolasco. He was always out there. You hand him the ball any fifth day, Ricky Nolasco could give you six, and he could either give up six or give up three. You know, that's the way.
Right.
Would he shut your ass down? Nah, but he's going to strike you out eight.
Right. I think that Sandy doing it in 35 less appearances.
Schmeathen has a
pretty special.
Schmeathen says he's the Xavier Restrepo of Marlins pitchers. I get what you. Yeah, if you're talking like Michael Irvin, Andre Johnson,
yes!
And you're like Xavier Restrepo.
To say that, but I didn't want to hurt Canes fans' feelings. But I was thinking the exact same thing because when you were mentioning the names, I'm like, that sounds like the Canes receivers.
A little bit, yeah. It's like, or Duke Johnson being like the all-time leading rusher when you're talking like Gore.
Oh, yeah, because they went to school 17 years and the other guys went too.
But Sandy yesterday, this was him on Clayton McCullough letting him go and get it in the seventh.
In the seventh inning, you know, the manager came to me and told me, hey, it's going to be a situation that, you know, so I got to make the decision, you know, and I understand that. But, since the first thing I was focused on getting four more strikeouts, you know, so it took me long in the game to do it, you know, and finally I did it, you know, very happy the way that the manager believed myself, you know, and the way that we've been winning together.
Benny.
Hold up.
Hmm?
I want to call a little BS on Sandy.
Why?
Because... you know nobody could come up to the mound and take you out of the game. And you say, I love the way the managers left it up to me. Every time they got to take Sandy in the game, they all look at each other. You going to go tell him? Nah, you the skipper. You go.
But you're the pitching coach.
Yeah.
You go right. Coach.
Right. Like, no, like if Sandy say he can go, he going. Which is another incredible thing is that like Sandy, you love that for a player on any team that you root for. I ain't going out, right? So yeah, it's cool for him, because when you think of Marlins, the last 4 or 5 years, the first thing that comes to mind is Sandy. That's it, Sandy. All the other guys have come and gone. Sandy's been the consistent. So. For the fans to have him on top of a lot of these lists, and hopefully he gets to get more of them, right? As a fan, you really are happy for him. Now, it's crazy because Ricky Nolasco has 81 wins.
Yeah, he's got 81 wins. Sandy.
And that, you know, that's more of an indication how good the team was back then.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. Ricky Nolasco played in a loaded lineup. Like, Sandy, rare were the teams that had lineups like Ricky Nolasco had.
Right.
He, I'm like looking now, like, Ricky Nolasco also leads the Marlins in most home runs given up. But Sandy.
You know what that is? You know what I call that, Vlad? the Brett Favre.
But Sandy second.
He had the most touchdowns and the most picks.
Well, time out. I mean, if you
well, that's what. Wait.
If you're the best pitcher, as many good things are going to happen. There's going to be some bad things. And it's, right, you're probably going to lead
there.
It, right?
Because you're always out there.
Yeah, always out there. So they're going
to. If you pitch more innings and pitch more games.
Yeah, you're probably going to lead in walks. You're probably going to lead in giving up hits. You're probably going to lead in giving most home runs given up.
Right.
It comes with the territory.
It's the Brett Favre.
This is Sandy on just getting the record. It means the world to him.
They take a couple seconds before, you know, to put the flyer on the screen, you know, but very grateful for the opportunity, you know, so especially, you know, like being the leader for this organization. As a young kid from the Dominican Republic, you know, started playing baseball when I was 5 years old, you know, so I played baseball for fun, you know, so, but after, like, I realized that I can do a better life to my family if I, you know, keep getting better, you know, day by day, year by year. You know, so get opportunity to sign as a 16 years old in 2012, you know, so now being on the big leagues, especially in this organization, you know, so it's always great to me to come here, you know, and watch the logo out there, you know, so I'm very proud of the way this organization believe myself, you know, and they trust me, I trust them, you know, so year that we have like up and down, you know, but we gotta keep trust the process, you know. So and I'm here now, you know, being a franchise leader is always great for me, you know, and I feel blessed all the time.
What do you do with the ball?
Keep it on my safe box, you know, so don't tell my brother I have a new ball.
All right, there you go. Sandy yesterday, now the all-time franchise leader in strikeouts. He also, by the way, passed Jose Fernandez for most wins at Lone Depot Park yesterday.
Nice. I love his. Yeah. I love the fact that his English is very good.
Yeah. Done a lot on that. I would say for him, like the thing that I love about him, that competitive you mentioned about it, like he's just got that like nastiness as far as like doesn't ever want to be taken out of a game. His Cy Young season was unprecedented with how deep he was going, especially in this era. It's unfortunate what happened with the Tommy John, but like,
even he tries to go as deep as possible.
Yeah,
you think it has to do with he's had to pitch with some sketchy bullpens, and so he's like,
oh, dude,
I got to do this.
Yeah, listen, if he would have had a better bullpen, he would have passed Ricky Nolasco in wins already.
Right,
like that is the truth right there.
Sandy had more non-decisions. It's like, oh, we blew a Sandy night?
Yeah, crazy. So great job by him. Awesome, yep. Awesome night for the Sandman, getting himself the franchise record. I think cementing himself probably is the best. Like, if we're going to go best, him, Jose, Josh Johnson, Kevin Brown, Josh Beckett.
Are you talking about all time?
All time.
You're not going to put Charlie Huff there?
No, I'm not putting Charlie Huff there. Smoking his cigarettes with a knuckleball?
Was he 46 when he
pitched? He pitched the first game at Lone Depot. At Pro Player. Was it called Pro Player at that time?
I think it was Joe Robbie back then.
I think it was JRS.
I think it was JRS
at that time.
Yeah. Schmeathan says Wei Yin Chen, of course.
Oh, we didn't love the Wei Yin Chen.
Wait, did Wayne Chen ever pitch? He got $80 million. I don't think they ever pitched him.
Dontrell, obviously. Dontrell's going to the Hall of Fame. Dontrell is going. I would
Marlins,
say,
Marlins.
If we're going best, Sandy.
Oh, don't forget Al Leiter. Yeah.
All right, so ooh. Sandy, Dontrell.
Sandy, Dontrell.
Josh Beckett, Kevin Brown.
Josh Beckett, Kevin Brown.
Is that the Mount Rushmore? To steal from Hockman?
We gotta put Jose in there. You gotta put Jose.
Who's coming off? Kevin Brown? Champion.
Okay.
Levon? World Series MVP.
You gotta put somebody from the 97. It's gotta be Levon.
All right,
Levon could pitch. I saw him a couple of weeks ago. I said, you can give me 6 innings right now. He goes, yeah.
Dade Sav wants Alex Fernandez up there.
Mm.
This is too hard. There's been some good guys.
It's been some guys.
You want to know? You want to know who hasn't hit my list?
Who?
Ricky Nolasco.
Oh, that's messed up. You know what? I'm gonna say something that's crazy. You got to pick between Beckett and Dontrell for the 203.
Wow.
That's because you got to put 97. You got to put Levon. Levon's got to be there. He's got to be on your Mount.
The thing with Josh Beckett is he's got like Josh Beckett's like Jimmy Butler. Josh Beckett is like he's got the most iconic playoff run maybe ever because of what he did in the NLCS and what he did in the World Series. Regular season, he wasn't that special. Like regular season, it was pissed off because of blisters all the time. His first complete game was in the NLCS.
But it didn't matter.
Dontrell.
That man pitched in 2 days.
I understand. But Dontrell did all that.
It was a run. It was an unbelievable wave.
I think if I have to pick one, I think I got to pick Dontrell. I think Josh, you could say, has one of the best championship performances ever in Miami history. But I think if I had to go splitting hairs, even if Josh is probably a better pitcher historically, I think I go Dontrell. I think I would lean Dontrell just because of what he did. Now, when the wheels fell off, and when he was kind of the throw-in into that Cabrera trade because they signed him to that big deal. So
it's Levon, Dontrell, Sandy,
Jose,
and Jose.
So it is said. So it is
written. I think
we could put Ugeth Urbina in there if we had an extra.
Put him at number six
for his extra finger.
Put him at number six and just have him up there like this
for an extra digit.
That was Alfonseca. Yeah. That wasn't Urbina.
I think it was Alfonseca. Yeah, it was Alfonseca.
Urbina's got.
You know, didn't the Marlins have a stretch where they found a closer every year?
Oh, yeah.
And dude was on
Joe Borowski, Todd Jones, Armando Benitez. They were on a run.
Right.
This guy says Jose Urania made the list. Only if we're talking about pissing off Ronald Acuna. All right.
For patting him on the head.
We'll take a break. Get into the Miami Heat yesterday. Giannis and Bam meeting up in Sin City. We're back after this.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.